Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and also
Esther. Peace, Remix family. Hey, Miss Blue.
Hey, peace and greetings, everyone. It is so good to have everyone in the house tonight. How you doing, Esther?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. A long week.
Yes.
I think it's safe for us to say that. We did have a busy day, but we wanted to definitely bring the remix in tonight to do a little chatting and chilling with all of the remix family here. And so we want to say peace and greetings to you guys out there, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. And if you're out there listening, it's a couple of ways that you can listen. So let me tell you how you can get yourself over and listen. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can dial the U.S. country code. If you're an international listener and you're out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, and you can come on over and call in. Dial the U.S. country code, 646-652-2711. That'll get you locked in. Or if you want to come on over, you have a computer, you have access to the internet, and you want to come in the chat room and chat and chill with us there and the whole Remix family, you can certainly do that. And you can find your way over to the chat room by going to Yes, okay. I'm breaking up.
Just a little bit.
Okay. You can find your way over to the chat room by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and that's going to get you locked in. So peace and greetings to everyone out there, and so good to have you guys in the remix tonight with us. Chatting and chilling, that's what we're going to do out there joining us. Don't forget, you can always download the Remix app, and that's going to be a great way for you to stay connected with all the things that the Remix is doing and what's going on, and keep yourself locked in. We have a couple things that we're going to cover before we kind of move around and dance a little bit, depending on what part of the world you're in. Good morning, good night, good afternoon, good evening. What else could it be? good in between. I mean, I don't know. You know, so it's kind of late, and this happened when it's late in the remix. So welcome, 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 everyone. Yeah, good twilight. That's it. Yeah, good twilight, all of that. It's just good to be here. We're gonna cover things. I do want to talk to you guys. You know, we have a lot of stuff going on. I want to talk to you about. We're going to talk about a couple of things that's going to be going on, some upcoming workshops that we have. Want to give a big shout out to all the priestess out there, to all the amazing, wonderful, powerful priestess joining us here live in the forum. And just wanting love there, and loving out to everyone, and just send love out to you guys. And just so good to you know, just so good to have you guys in the house tonight, all priestess that are out there listening as well. Of course, we want to give a big shout out to everyone self-invested. And that's also for the new self-invested members, too. We want to send some love out to you guys. I had a great share last week. We had Dr. Yu of U360 come on and do his thing. It was amazing. This week in self-invested, we have Mr. Anderson, the official gardener for the remix of igrowyougrow.biz. He's going to be there bringing just some powerful information as well. So we got a lot of things planned. And then, as you know, coming up very, very soon, we're going to be talking about, what are we going to be talking about, y'all? Do you know? Do you even know? So the workshop that's going to be coming up that so many of you have already said that you want it to be part, the workshop is the workshop Seven Layers. Worked out Seven Layers of Love. Myself and Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience that does the soul alignment readings and the soul cycle calendars is coming up. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff. If you want to be a part of that, that's going to be happening on the 22nd of February. Just to let you know, it's going to be happening on the 22nd of February. If you want to be a part, send an email over to question4blue, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Put in the tagline that you can just put love. If you want to put love, seven layers of love, we're going to be talking about that. Love, the seven layers of affection, it's going to be a powerful workshop, and we're so looking forward to talking about that. It's really, we're going to be covering all kinds of things, so you guys definitely want to be that. You want to get over there and get yourself. It is our special gift to those of you who are self-invested. You just need to let us know you're interested in it, and you can be a part. If you're self-invested, then hey, you can attend the workshop on us and be there. So, peace and greetings to you guys out there. Welcome to the remix tonight. We're going to be chatting and chilling, taking your calls here, myself and Esther, as we get ready to get into the share. I want to send big shouts out for everyone who downloaded the Know Your Magic audiobook. And it is the weekend, so the Kim Deck orders go in. If you want to find out more about that, check the details here in the show notes because everything is there. You can also get yourself over to the Android Market, and you can download the Android app. And that Android app that you can download is for the remix. And it's absolutely a gift from the remix, from us here at the remix, but it will keep you locked in to all the things of the remix. So chatting and chilling, you guys. We're going to listen to some music. I don't know. What kind of mood are you in, Esther?
I don't really know how to answer that. I probably need to, I need some up-tempo music right now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you do the honors, play us a little baby blues. We're going to get some up-tempo music. We're going to get that going. And, they throwing out requests in the chat room.
I see them. Yeah, I see them.
Trey, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Roy Ayers, much love to Roy Ayers, and Nikki, some Nicki Minaj. Oh, by the way, let me mention, I don't know, have you guys been watching the Olympics? Have you, Esther? Have you had a chance to check out some of the
winners? I have not. Not yet.
They got some, let's just be honest. I'm not watching that shit either. But I'm just saying, I'm not watching that shit. But I do want to say this. I love ice skating. I really do. I love ice skating. And I do like to watch the ice skating when I get a chance. I haven't had a chance to watch it. But they did some really interesting things in their opening ceremony. And a lot of it I'm going to talk about on Sunday. Some of that stuff will come to light on Sunday where they had the white horses and they were kind of
aerodynamic
up in the air. Yeah, I sent you the clip, Esther. And
yeah.
It was carrying the white horses, was pulling the sun, a red sun. And then all of their dancers were in red. Priestess, I want y'all to jump on that.
Wow.
Out there. Yeah, that's what I said. Wow. So we know signs and symbols are everywhere
for
us. So that's the reason I brought up the Olympics, not like I wanted to watch it. Besides, let me tell you what the most boring shit is about the Olympics, is that you got to wait for all these freaking countries to come in. Now, we are a international family here at The Remix, and we do have listeners that is in Moscow. So, you know, big ups to y'all. Hopefully you're listening to The Remix tonight. I know you're tired from the Olympics. Hell, they may just be on country number 89 by now, because I think the U.S. was something like country number 68 or something. So that first day, I mean, if you want to wear yourself out, you know, kind of giving international shots out, they done did the most with the international damn
they
shot
do.
Out.
Yeah, they do. That's true.
And then the Olympics had the audacity to say that he was going to try to make the shit entertaining this year. Well, it didn't look like he did a good job. But anyway, welcome to The Remix, where the international family always shows up. And we don't bore you. We don't bore you with the commentaries. We just welcome you in, and we just show you love, and we're just so glad that you're here. So I'm gonna let Esther, after she gets her hype music on for us, let Esther do the international shout out so y'all can hear all the countries, because, you know, if I do it, I'm going to leave out some countries. And we know why. We already talked about this. Ain't no need to call nothing out right now. You understand? So that we're going to do. So, all right. So what we going to be jamming to after we get right here, some Baby Blue and jam ourselves?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we are. We are.
La, 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 The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Y'all are so funny.
Get up, everybody. Just
so
get up. It's gonna
funny.
It's going to be a good one.
All right, here we go.
Your body, big day, that's me. You don't have to
like it by the end of this song.
Boom, 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 boom,
things that I can always count on is that it's always magic over here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Magic everywhere,
absolutely.
But definitely in the remix, it's always magic. You guys are always going to bring the magic out, and that's a beautiful thing. So we want to welcome you all here to the remix tonight, the seen and unseen, and those who want to be seen. Just so good to have you. To have everybody in the house tonight. Yeah, we're going to be taking some calls as well. We'll be doing that. We'll be talking a little bit more. Esther, you want to do the international shout out?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have lots of people from all over here tonight. Let's see. We have Budin is in the house.
Where is Budin?
I have never seen Budin here. Budin is in South Asia. So they represent it. It's close to India, and but it's in South Asia. It's around the Himalayas. So Budin is in the house tonight. What's
welcome
up?
Budin.
Shout out. Yeah, yeah. Welcome, Budin.
Yeah, Budin.
Yeah. Seychelles is here. The Sudan is here. Morocco. Morocco is always representing.
Yeah.
Estonia, the Netherlands are here. Ethiopia, of course. Austria, Denmark, Ghana, Nepal, Switzerland. Much love to Switzerland. Belgium. Argentina, Chile, Bangladesh, Malaysia, and Mozambique, of course. Much love to Mozambique. And Saudi Arabia, Lithuania, Italy, Brazil, Spain, Greece, Thailand. Of course, the Bahamas and Trinidad are here. Australia, Egypt, India, Tunisia, the Philippines, Germany, Barbados, Jamaica. Big up to Jamaica. Netherlands, Nigeria, Turkey, France, South Africa, Kenya, and then, of course, Canada and the UK are representing, and everyone here in the States. Much love to everyone here in the States.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yes, yes. Ah, you know what? That is so good to have so many of you guys listening, and I know you're listening from all different ways, which is always beautiful, too, to have you guys in the house tonight. And so it's good. I got an email earlier this week, Esther, from a brother who's in China who's listening. And he was telling me that he is a new listener to the remix. And I'm going to give him a big shout out. I'm going to go back and try to pronounce his name because he actually is from China. He ain't in China.
That's what's up. Yeah.
So we have new listeners that are coming on board from all over the world that are listening, and it's always a beautiful thing to welcome you guys. We do that, and we welcome because we, you know, one thing we don't talk about a lot of times is so many of you listening from right here in the West, United States. But we want you to know that we welcome you guys, too. The biggest challenge is from different continents. We know that it's kind of difficult to get up sometimes, you know, because of the time zones. So this is why we always give the big shout-out to our international listeners. But truth be told, whether you're in Tucson, Arizona, or whether you're listening from New York, and, oh, New York, we're going to send y'all some warm weather that way. And I guess for that matter, we need to blow on the whole U.S.
Everybody. Oh, like, huh? Oh, like, you better send that everywhere.
We're going to send some warm weather out there.
Right.
Out there. We're going to send some warm weather out there to everybody because it's just cold all over, you know. We're in this cold time, you know, but it's good to experience the different seasons. You know, and even though it can be uncomfortable, because I know on the East Coast, so many people are without power, you know, so many things going on. So keep yourself nice and warm and, you know, so that we can do it. We always talk about whether or not we questioned a while back whether or not that did things flip. Did we make the change? Did we flip?
Yeah.
The polls have shifted. And you can tell the polls have shifted just by the long of the weather. So for whatever the reason is, you know, we know that there's always a divine reason in it. So it's kind of good to be kind of cold. We just snuggle up a little bit more. I don't know about you guys, but I like to kind of have a lot of blankets and a lot of covers. I kind of like that feeling. You know, I love the heat, though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that feeling is cool when I'm in the house. It's not so cool when I got 12 layers on outside. Yeah, I'm not feeling that. I'm a little wore out on all of that.
I'm a little wore out. To feel the sun, the warmth of the sun, and just kind of feel that love and all of that vibe. So, welcome to the remix, everyone. As you know, we are chatting and chilling here tonight. And you know, when we're chatting and chilling, all kinds of things happen. So this is the show that we really kind of reach out to you guys, that you're free to call in, that you're free to share, you're free to ask questions. If you sing, if you dance, if you do some poetry, you know, if you want to share some of those things, you share how wonderful the remix has been to you and things that have been happening in your life. We want to hear that as well, too. Make it do what it do, y'all. See some people on the phone lines all ready. Now, that's funny.
Already. Mm-hmm.
I forgot to say this. This week in Tucson, Arizona, they have what's known as the Famous Gym Show going on right now in Tucson, Arizona. And the coolest thing, one of my friends called me from Tucson, and she was like, oh, my gosh, I am thinking of you at this gym show because it's all kinds of crystals, all kinds of gems, all kinds of things. Everybody is here. So it's a beautiful thing. Yes, it's the largest gym show in the world.
It's
and
the
actually,
largest
this
in the world,
is,
yep.
Is their 60th anniversary. So I want to put a call out to some of you because some of this stuff, you know how I love crystals and I love gems because this is so much about the frequency and vibration. Remember, I talked about last year how a lot of the energies of our of souls, of spirits, of soul groups are inside these crystals. And how these ley lines have changed and new crystals are being discovered. And oddly enough, coming out of here, the States, there is all kinds of new crystals. So you know we got to do a crystal show, Esther, where we can talk about some of these new crystals.
Yes, absolutely.
They are just amazing. But I want to tell you guys this. This is the one thing I want to tell you. There are some crystals that are becoming very, very limited on the planet as far as their supply of being able to get a hold of them. So I'm going to give out a couple that if you don't have this crystal or one of these, you want to try to scoop you up one because they have some excellent properties for you to begin to work with and just kind of, you know, kind of tap into and get your magic in. One of them is going to be Sleeping Beauty Turquoise. Sleeping Beauty Turquoise is beautiful. What's so unique about Sleeping Beauty Turquoise is that this color is the blue. It's the same blue that Disney used. And this is, you know, one of the reasons they call it Sleeping Beauty Turquoise, because it has that rich, rich blue color. And in turquoise, there is a copper line. They call it a vein. But that vein also represents the ley lines that it crossed. And a lot of times when you get turquoise, when it's coming out of the east, you will see the vein pattern. You can look at the turquoise and tell what part of the continent it came from based on the veins that are in it, the copper and the iron veins that do the turquoise. Well, Sleeping Beauty Turquoise, you do not see these veins because it is primarily mined in the United States. Now, all of the mines that they have gathered Sleeping Beauty Turquoise in have closed down. So if you're buying Sleeping Beauty Turquoise, it's from somebody who's had bulks and bulks of it and storing it. So you want to get you a piece specifically. This turquoise you can find. You can find turquoise coming out of Egypt. You can find turquoise coming out of Asia, turquoise coming out of different parts of the state. But Sleeping Beauty in particular, you want to get you some of that. That's one that you definitely want to get. Let me think. What's another one? Oh, my favorite that I spent Esther on a big hunt for. She went to the Dominican Republic is that I want you to get some Larimar.
Larimar yes.
Is very, very rare. If you can get your hands on a piece of Larimar, it's going to be really, really good. It's another blue stone. You're going to find that a lot of these blue stones are, you know, are they asking me for a spelling? No. Okay.
So, that was funny. Yeah, that was funny.
Esther got you. She got you. So you want to get you a piece of Larimar. Larimar is beautiful. It looks like the water. If you've ever been in the Dominican Republic, and I know Esther can tell you as well, too, their water is crystal clear, and it has that very blue haze that is just on it that is just so magical. Well, this sort of looks like a combination of the sky and the sea. This is what Larimar looks like, and it looks like it has little clouds in it. A lot of its properties have not even been discovered, but it has a lot of magical properties. I don't want to make this a crystal show, but I'm just going to kind of throw some ones out there that I think that you guys need to go get your hands on. So the Larimar is the second one you want to go get your hands on because it's kind of difficult to find. Another stone that is going to come up that is, it's getting rare. It's not completely rare, but it's becoming rare. Is, what is it called? It's a raspberry amethyst. A raspberry amethyst. Very, very unique. And I have a couple of other pieces that are very unique. A butterscotch quartz. Very rare. If can find a butterscotch quartz, why do they call it butterscotch? Because literally it looks like butterscotch pudding. And the properties that are in it is out of this world. So I'm saving that because I got a crystal show coming up. But I wanted you guys to know that while you're out and about, because it's the weekend, and we're all over the world, that if you come across some of these rare gems, I want you to pick it up. If you come across a couple of them, because I know after you go to the crystal shows a lot when they come to Chicago.
Yes.
And you know, myself here when out and about, I see these. When you see these rare pieces, pick them up, you guys. And next time we have the crystal show, come on so you can talk about them. Because one of the things that's very, very unique that I found is I have a completely different way that really has been communicated with me to tell me about how to clear the energies in the crystal and off the hook. So we'll be talking about all that stuff. So just a lot of things that the crystals are speaking to all of us on the planet here. So everything has shifted, and they have definitely did some different things with their vibration and energy as well, too. And we'll get to talk about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to go to the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. If you got a question for us, we certainly will take that question. If you want to sing, if you want to dance, it's Chat and Chill with myself and Esther live in the remix and the whole remix family. So it's so good for you guys to get on the phone. Get on the phone. Get on the phone. Get on the phone. Get on the summit. Get on the phone. Get on the phone. Get on the phone. All right. So, Esther, you want to go to the
Oh, wow. All right. To the caller, call it in from area code 857. 857, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Greetings. It's Nadra from Boston.
Hey, Nadra.
Hi. I'm all hype. Hi. Well, one of the things I want to share is that I really, really appreciate you guys doing this show so much. It has helped me in so many different ways. Always loved listening to you, Miss Blue. Resonates with me when you are speaking to many. And you've given me a couple of readings that have been very helpful to me, to say the least.
Ah, well, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it, yes. Are you doing readings tonight?
I can be. I can.
I'm always trying to get a reading from you.
It's certainly fine if you want to ask a question, you certainly can. We're open to that. We may make you do something for us, but yeah, I could do a reading. Yeah, we could do it.
Okay. Okay, could you tell me about the... I see a lot of things around me,
mm-hmm.
visually.
Mm-hmm.
Lights. I usually call them energies because I don't really know. But it's a lot of different layers of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like sparkles, lights. One I call snow.
Kind of
looks like fuzziness around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe. Could you share something about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to really kind of give... to tell me when you see this. Is there a particular time that you see this or when you see this?
Okay. I see it a lot of times with conversations with folks, with people,
mm-hmm.
one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Almost as if, like, you know, we're having a conversation about something and then, like, near them, beside them, I can see something around them. And I don't know if it's necessarily their aura, because I usually see the aura or light around them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like it's something different to me, and then I'll get the chills from inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I start crying. Not so much emotionally, well, really not emotionally. It's just really overwhelmed. The feeling is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Of intense.
Right. And so let me ask you a question. What do you think it is?
There's times I've thought it was energy that has transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I'm having conversations about their loved ones that have passed on,
mm-hmm.
That have transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes it's like we're having a conversation about something high vibrational or like another level of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I notice sometimes I'll get what I call that interruption of, like,
mm-hmm.
the chills.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely the chills, and I want you to start. I wanted to talk about it more because you have a feeling about what it is. You already know. I know you're calling for validation, but you already have a feeling about what it is, which is a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? One of the things I want you to think about, the chills are about ancient memories. When you get the chills, that's what it's about. You know how sometimes when we were children, people would tell you if you go past a graveyard or something, you get the chills. That, you know, they would say all kinds of different things. Well, those chills are ancient memories. A lot of times they're memories of the past. And different things that you can relate to. So I want you to think about that. Now, if you're having a conversation with someone and all of a sudden they begin to start talking about maybe their grandmother or maybe their mom or their father or someone close to them that has passed away, and then all of a sudden you start to see this energy around them, is that what you're saying there?
Yes.
So that, what you're seeing, it can be called a lot of things. I don't want to romanticize it because it's just not necessary. It's residue. It's energy. So, yes, those are the impressions a lot of times of their ancestors or the person who has passed away. Now, here's another thing that I want you to also understand, that where that energy could be coming from. That is the energy that the person is dispelling about how they felt about it. And so you're seeing that energy being sort of dispersed from them. Like sometimes when I'm doing readings for people and they're talking, like you guys call in and you're talking, I can instantly see anger, I can see love, I can see joy. These things carry frequencies and they carry vibration. And they show up sometimes in many different ways. So this is really your unfolding of that. So a lot of times what will happen is that you are able to tap into that. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm getting, that you're getting. Like you're kind of tapping in with that other energy that's right there. And that's a beautiful thing. So yeah. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Yeah, really, really good. But here's what I want you to do. You know, sometimes, you know, because you're like, oh, no, I'm starting to get all emotional. When you're feeling that, what you're feeling is, and what you're picking up is you're picking it up, the energy from the person. The person. You get it? That's how they felt about it. You understand? Like, I'm going to tell you, for instance, I was in Chipotle's the other day. I love Chipotle's. Do y'all have a Chipotle's where y'all at?
I know of one.
I'm not a fan of Chipotle. We done talked about this already.
I couldn't find much to eat when I went there. I think it was beans and, like, avocado.
They have natural, their food is natural. It's kind of a really good alternative if, you know, you want something fresh.
Did you say natural?
We can't be talking about fame.
It's got some natural things in it.
No, I just didn't hear that you said natural. That's all.
You guys are funny. Okay.
You know what? Okay, so listen. Chipotle's, you know, because they have the grilled chicken and, you know, they have the beans and they have the brown rice and, you know, they have those things. But anyway, there was a gentleman that was working there, and as soon as I walked in, I seen this little boy, this little Spanish boy that was standing up by the counter. Well, I thought I did. Well, when I got up to the counter, I realized, oops, somebody had a child and he had done passed away because he's hanging out at the counter. So the guy was like, what can I get for you? And I was actually picking up food for myself and my daughter. And so I said, I was telling him, and he had a long sleeve shirt on, and the little boy told me, my dad has a tattoo of me on my arm. So I said to him, I said, without even thinking, I went, oh, I love your tattoo. He said, really? Where you see it at? And I said, oops. He said, but nah, he pulled up his sleeve. He said, here it is. I said, that's beautiful. I said, I think I must have been here before and seen it. I didn't go into it. I'm not the Long Island psychic on television where they stage that. So I'm not doing that. But anyway, I said that to give you this example that when you're feeling that emotion, you're actually picking up the energy from the person you're speaking with. You understand? You're You're actually picking up their energy that they're speaking with, that you're getting. And so sometimes that's an indication to maybe back away from that conversation. It may be way too emotional for that person, or they may not be able to be ready to handle that particular conversation.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying, especially if you're picking up the energy so much that you're about to cry. You understand? Because the person on the other side, they're not crying. They're not doing all of that. Your emotional body, even though those things transcend for spirits when they go to the other side, but they're not emotional like that. They're not like, oh, my God, my baby. They really they're not doing that. That was the energy from the person you were speaking with. So, you know, just so you can know as you begin to develop this skill and just kind of work with it a little bit more and naturally just allow it to come in. Yeah. Beautiful, though. Beautiful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Let me know how that is going. That is beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. All right. So let's see. We're going to go to... All right, Esther, I'll let you get the next caller.
All righty. Going to the caller calling in from area code 734. 734, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello.
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 Hey, greetings, Ms. Blue and Esther. This is Brandon. Caller from Detroit.
Oh. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I was calling to ask, can I get, I know Miss Blue did a show last week on spirit guides, and it's always interesting.
Yes.
And I wanted to see if I can get, like, a spirit guide reading and see if they have any messages for me.
Well, you know, here's the great thing, Brandon. Whenever I do readings, I am speaking with your spirit guides, your ancestors, your higher self, and working with that whole pantheon at all times. But if you want to know how many spirit guides are with you at this particular time, you have a total of 5 spirit guides with you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You have 5 spirit guides that are with you right now. And one of the other things, Brandon, that I see a whole bunch of clouds moving over the top of you. And when I see clouds, Brandon, for me, that is a sound, not even a sound, even though I hear a sound, that's a sign of, that's a sign that you're doing some shape shifting.
Shape-shifting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me about what changes have been going on in your life, because you've been doing some shape-shifting. You've been changing and really shifting where you are and your energy and different things you're doing.
Last time I think I spoke with you was in Detroit, and I had put my mother and my sister on the phone. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And I moved out to Indiana with my mother.
Okay.
And I was out there, and you know, I did some more research on, you know, on the Ouachita Moors, and you know, that kind of helped me out a lot. So that was like one of the changes that I was going through. And then I moved back out to Detroit because I had some things I got to take care of out here.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like more like my conscious like work or things like that, I've been on like on a downfall, right? I'll be into, like, doing my research and then studying for a while. And then, like, I just be disconnected for a long time. I'd be like in a downward spiral for a moment. So
mm-hmm.
I just have a lot of ups and downs lately.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you say you're, oddly enough, everything that you explain, you just shape-shifted before our eyes. You came
yeah.
on, sounded happy, and then
sounded
now.
Sounded real happy and excited, and then got real low. Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing that right now. You're moving all over the place. You know, you're talking to us, but you're walking here and you're moving. And this is what I want you to really, really do, Brandon, is you need to be still for a minute. That's the main thing. You have some things that you have to take care of. Of course, there are legal things. We talked about this a few shows back. And you're going to need to take care of those things. You understand? It's not the end of the world. You just need to take care of those things. Doing research is beautiful, and researching different things, I think that's beautiful. But remember, that's only part of the process. That's not doing any work. So if you're doing research and these things are helping you, you have to apply them every single day. You have to really shape-shift your consciousness where you are, because right now your mental body and your spiritual body is not lining up with each other. And so this is what's causing the discord. This is even why the clouds are moving and you have this shape-shift energy, because it's as if you want to change from being Brandon. And I get that. We can always evolve ourselves. But know that if you're not taking these practices in, reading them, understanding what someone else has done with it means nothing. There is no alchemy there. You understand? It is like getting high temporarily. You can only stay high for so long, and then you have to come back down to the real world. What I'm inviting you to do is to make it a part of your life, make it a part of who you are, to literally shape-shift these things into your consciousness for real. If you understand that everything is working in your favor and that you just need to stay grounded and where you are right now and continuously lean into the future, then you not feel defeated because of something that you created. If you truly understood that everything that is happening, going on with Brandon created that, then you wouldn't have these spirals. You wouldn't have these temporary shape-shifting things occurring for you. It wouldn't be temporary. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It makes a lot
of sense. So stop using information like you getting high, like a hit. And sometimes we tend to do that because of different religious things that we've been indoctrinated in. We tend to use even spirituality and even studying this knowledge like we're getting high. And after our 30 seconds, we go back down into what we call this human world until it's time for us to go get our dope high again. And so we get the dope high, and different than someone going to church on Sunday or going to mosque. And then as soon as you walk out, we're a totally different person. See, there is no alchemy there. And it can be challenging. So your spirit guides are really here to help you so you can really stop doing all of this artificial shape-shifting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand. It's like it's just so hard to to stay grounded and stay focused by what I go through and just being around just the environment that I've been in. I ain't trying to make no excuses. It's really hard.
Then guess what? Then don't make any excuses. If you're not trying to make any excuses, don't. You don't make any. It's not necessary. if you really, really get it, if you really understand it, if you really understand that your situation of where you are is temporary, and just like you move yourself out of the situation before, that you can do it again, then that's what you must hold on to. And start mapping your way back out of this. Mapping your way out. What are the things you need to take care of? What are the things you need to do? And one of the things that I'm thinking is you came back because you felt like you had to come back because there were things that legal things that you had to take care of. But if you would have opened your mouth and you would have talked, guess what? You could have still stayed where you were and did that. But you refused to acknowledge it. So what happened is it came knocking at your door. Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. So you, this is what I'm telling you. So learn from that. This is not you trying to shape-shift out your own life. If you would have opened your mouth and said, hey, look, I know I got to take care of this. Here's my situation. I'm moving myself into a better place. I'm working. I'm getting a job, and I'm here, and I will take care of it. Arrangements could have been made, but you didn't do that.
My mother, she told me to do that. Ignore it.
Yeah. Well, see, you can't keep ignoring things. It don't work. It doesn't work. Can't just keep ignoring it. So, you know, it's, I still feel that you can still make the arrangements to take care of the things you need to do. But what you need to do, Brandon, is you need to learn how to open your mouth and speak for Brandon. Because nobody, no spirit guide, no ancestor, no person is able to do that for you. That's where I need you to get grounded. You need to get grounded when it comes to your communication. To be able to speak clear. That's what you do research on. That's what you put your practice in. How you can clearly communicate what is going on for, with you.
That's one of my biggest problems. I don't like to open up to people. I really like to communicate like that. I'm really a people person.
Yes. You have to be able to do that. That's where I want you to put some energy so that you can communicate who you are clear. Open your mouth because when you're speaking, your vibration, your tone tells me. You don't have to be psychic. You don't have to be understand how energy works because we're dealing with energy. Everything in this reality is energy. And when you're talking to me, I know I'm speaking to a person with no self-confidence at all. So you're speaking like a coward. You're speaking like everything is going to go wrong. And therefore, that vibration has to show up. You realize you have been doing bad almost a year.
Yeah.
A year and a half. In a year and a half. You're in a new year now. But you've brought all of this energy with you. I don't know no one who has never had a good day. Not one. You telling me you haven't had one good day?
I can't remember. Like
every time you call in, Brandon, it's doom and gloom. When you call in. Now, we don't hear the beeping anymore. but it's doom and gloom. You cannot tell me all the research, all the people you've been in contact with, that you can't find a way to have a good day? You telling me that you can't reach down inside of Brandon and find that light and have a good day? So you're telling me that you're that out of touch with who you are. You're addicted to being in sorrow. And you got to fight that addiction, baby, as hard as you can. I know that that addiction, it gets you a whole lot of attention. And people are addicted to a whole lot of things. But you have got to stop being addicted to sorrow. So you tell me, what's wrong with Brandon?
I do have communication problems. Sometimes I feel like I ain't that smart. I'm just letting you know.
You talk. Wait a minute. You're talking to me just fine. What do you mean? Communication problems, you're not that smart. Who's telling you this?
Me, you know, I guess my ego, or I always have a problem with doubting myself, or like I don't complete anything that I start. You know, I think that's one of my biggest problems right there.
You know, here is the thing, Brandon. You're communicating the truth, but you're not being honest. You're communicating the truth, but you're not being honest, and you're addicted. Just like a crackhead to sorrow. You're addicted to it. And that's kind of how you get your high, hearing how fucked up Brandon is.
That's right, but I don't know. I mean, sometimes I just don't know what's wrong with me.
Because it ain't nothing wrong with you, but you keep trying to find something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. Absolutely nothing. Next time you call in, I want to hear about Brandon. I want to hear about Brandon having a good day. That's your focus for tomorrow. So there ain't nothing wrong with you. You need to communicate. Being honest, and you need to go have a good day and stop being addicted to sorrow. Start becoming addicted to having a good day. Start becoming addicted to talking positive thoughts to Brandon. So go have a good day, because there ain't nothing wrong with you. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Peace and love.
All right.
All right.
Let's go to the next caller. Yeah, we're going to go to the next caller. We're sending some love to Brandon out there. So he can get a new addiction.
Yes.
Get a whole new addiction.
All right. Going to the caller calling in from area code 410. You are live on the remix.
Hi.
Hello. We have an echo.
Oh, okay. 1 second.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, Ms. Zoo. Hi, Esther.
Hey. Who's on the line?
This is Cheryl from Baltimore.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
So, I just wanted to say, first of all, the Kim deck is fabulous. It works. It's amazing. And I'm amazing because it's amazing.
Well,
I mean, I was really surprised. I mean, I've had it for a while, but every time I use it, it really, really does. It's so amazing how much it works and how people are like, are you serious? I'm like, yes, it's the Kim Deck.
Well, so actually what it is, it's your energy working through the Kim Deck. So you are working in psychic muscles, girl, getting them in.
It's amazing. And I want to thank you for that. My question was, I just made a big change in my life, a big decision that I made in my as far as my relationship goes. And I was just wondering what you saw about that. Did you think, or did I do the right thing?
I'm going to tell you something. Two things I'm getting, and this is a little crazy. So I'm going to be talking this through. As soon as you came on the line and you started talking, I heard TLC's song "Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls." I heard that song playing.
Okay. Okay. That's funny.
And, so you started talking about the Kim Deck, and I was like, okay, this is going to be interesting, you know, because sometimes I'm sitting back when, you know, I'm kind of working with spirit and really picking these things up in the psychic realm, and it's unfolding, and I'm just, you know, hey, I'm just like, wow, like this is, I want to see where this is going. And you were talking about the Kim Deck. So let's get right to it. You made some great changes in the relationship. Mm-hmm. However, one of the things that's going to happen is a lot of things are going to be effortless for you. In fact, you're kind of in that place now where they're kind of getting a little effortless. But I want you to just be reminded of those waterfalls. And you know what happened when you were in the relationship and you were chasing the waterfall?
Right. Yes.
So this is about, I don't feel bad. I feel really, really good when you speak about the relationship and where things are going, but just don't move too fast because that was the mistake before. It was moving too fast. And so this is why the song Waterfall came on, because it's letting you know, absolutely, don't go chasing no waterfalls. Don't start moving so fast that you cannot even understand and see how things are unfolding. Don't be a stalemate. I'm not telling you that. But the change feels really good. It feels you're in it. Wait a minute. Did I hear something?
From here on my end?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Gosh, I thought I heard a beep.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't tell me I heard a beep. Did I hear beep? Did I?
You mean like I'm in a car. You mean like a alarm, smoke alarm?
Yeah, I heard a beep, though. I don't know where it came from. But anyway, we'll keep going. But I want you to just do that. But the relationship feels really, really good right now. And I want you, when you get a chance, I want you to go to YouTube or, you know, go to Spotify or one of those jazzy places that y'all go to, iTunes or somewhere, and I want you to listen to that song about waterfalls because definitely that's a message for you. But it feels good.
Okay.
It feels really, really good. Just don't. Start chasing. How do you say it again?
I just said wow.
Oh, okay. So just don't move too fast. But this is good. Feels really, really good. Feels good. You've done a lot of clearing, a lot of cleansing. You're in a good place. Your energy is good. Your aura looks good, nice and shiny. You know, you got that.
That's what
solar
I was
going to
ask you about.
Oh, yeah. That solar plex and that sacral chakra, it's off the hook. It's, yeah, you're doing all that. Yeah.
Wow, Miss Blue. Well, thank you. That's wonderful to hear because I was just about to ask you about that, but yes, okay. And I just want to say thank you to you and Esther because you helped me out a lot.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Well,
thank you. And if you get a chance, go over to www.msblueblast.com/cards and leave a testimony for everybody who got the deck. Leave a testimony over there. I just love this.
Will
stuff,
do.
Guys. I love knowing
Will
your
do.
Magic.
Yes. I love Noah Majesty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Right. Thank you for calling in.
Love.
I heard that damn song, Waterfall. My feet left our ass jumping around.
All right, let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 202. 202, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 202?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I can't believe it. I just woke up, caught you up, and now I'm on. I don't
You're
know what
on.
To talk about.
You who's on the line?
This is Kelly Dura.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I didn't hear you.
This is Kelly in D.C.
Kelly in D.C., okay.
Kelly.
So I hope I was catching the tail end of someone's reading, and I'd like a reading, too.
I love it. You know what I'm saying? So, Kelly.
I mean, I was just telling you the truth. I'm not even there trying to say.
Kelly. You know, I just love the spirit of our people. Kelly, the spirit guides woke them up.
Mm-hmm.
Said, get on the line, press one.
And get a reader. I hear that.
Okay, so what's going on? Is there a particular place? Is something you want to talk about? I know it is. Of course it is. So I want you... to tell me what's your question. I don't want to go digging around all in your closet and stuff. Just, you know, what's your question?
Okay, I'll tell you. I just been my dad, he's been sick, and so he's getting old, and now they've got him in like the bounce back facility, which is like a nice word for old age home.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like the part of the old age home where they hope you're going to get better and get to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
And then my son, he's getting ready to graduate from high school. So all my male energy, that sounds like it's a wonderful thing, except he has been off the chain. He, like, had a little opportunity to have him a girl, and now he went from National Honor Society to just bugging out. Let's just put it that way, to not have all his business across the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to figure out... what they represent with respect to my own male energy and how I can be in their experience and be supportive without being out of my own mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, you do got a lot going on. But how you can support is how you always support. I will tell you this, basically, when it comes to your son. Let's talk about him, because I think that's the most challenging for you at this particular time. And one of the things is that he's been held to a certain level of expectation. And I don't think that's a bad thing as a parent to hold your child to a certain level of expectation. But one of the things I want you to keep in mind, and this is primarily even for yourself, is have you ever seen an iceberg, Kelly?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting about an iceberg is that you may see a small little tip of the iceberg that is peeking above water. You see that? But underneath that iceberg, that shit could be huge. It could be 5-6 football fields. But you only see this small little section that looks like it's the tip top of the iceberg. This is why even when they have ships, I mean, our technology has become far more advanced these days. But back in the days, you would always hear about ships crashing into these icebergs when they were in places like Canada, Alaska, and all of these other places, because they would underestimate how huge the iceberg was. Well, we're kind of like icebergs. What we see on the surface is only a smear peak of who we truly are. And underneath is really where we see everything that we are. So I understand about the craziness because I have a son who's in college. And like you, my daughter, Baby Blue, this is her last year in high school. And, oh, let me tell you, it's a lot going on. It's a whole lot going on. But the thing about it is to know that you, to be there, to offer love and support to your child. And one of the things about your son is that he's very emotional. He's an emotional child. He doesn't really show that, but he's very emotional. And so this is the time that you can give him support by just telling him that you love him and that he's about to make decisions for his life and that you support him in whatever decision he makes. And let him know that this love, this what he thinks he has today, that may or may not be there tomorrow. He will have that opportunity to do that. But really giving him the support and not sort of sending him the message of how many other people done fucked up their life. And if he do this, he going to fuck up his life because that's what you're telling him. Okay, you can't get your shit together, you're going to be like so-and-so. You're going to be like so-and-so, and you ain't going to stay up in here and you ain't doing nothing. And blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. He needs your love and support because, truth be told, he's been a self-managed child. And you really didn't have to sit there and micromanage his homework. You didn't help him get to the Honor Society. You didn't do that. You know you didn't. Not in the physical sense. You get what I'm saying? You didn't really do that. Yes, you're the mama. You contribute. You carried him. And, yes, you play a big role in that. But I'm saying, for the most part, a lot of these things he did on his own.
No, I hear you.
Well, when you say you hear me, that's a disconnect statement. That means I hear you, I don't believe you. So tell me what you believe to be the truth. You believe that it was you who got him to that Honor Society. Is that what you're telling me?
No, no. He's absolutely brilliant, and that's how he got there. But he is absolutely, he is on neutral when it comes to his drive. So the people had, the Honor Society thing came in. They invited him. He didn't do anything he needed to do to get in it. And we sat there together. You know, I'm having to type up a sample essay to get him to do his actual essay. So, because he just let the date come and go, and I had to petition the people to let him in after the date.
And you shouldn't have done that. Listen.
He has everything he needs. Like, he's totally brilliant, but he doesn't care.
But listen to me very very closely.
Okay.
And I want you to hear this. You did not get him into these places. What you did is you took his potential and you shoved it in his face. And so he's realizing now that if he don't want you to shove it no more, he don't have to have you do it. It has absolutely nothing to do with him being brilliant. Trust me, I have a brain child too.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But I could tell you this, and hopefully he ain't listening tonight. He's a brain child, but when it came to some common sense things, I was a little worried for a minute. I'm like, he's a genius, but I'm trying to look at some common things, you know? You know, it is that fine line, you know, we say, between those two worlds. But allow him an opportunity to be who he is. Because at the end of the day, yes. I'm sorry, y'all. I just had to, you know, spirit is talking to me about something completely else. Yeah. And by the way, I want you to listen on Sunday. Make it a point. Set your clock. I need you to listen, Kelly, to Sunday's show.
What time does the show start?
On Sunday, it's going to start at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
On Sunday. I need you to listen to that show.
Okay.
But what he's telling you is he's exercising his free will. That's what he's telling you. Mom, let me be me. He's going to be fine. But he's not going to be fine if you force him to do something he don't want to do. He's not going to be fine at all. And I'll tell you a story about my son. He got accepted to every college in the nation. And literally, I mean that. He got accepted to Harvard, Yale. He got accepted to Princeton. He got accepted to colleges in other countries. And because he didn't do the paperwork, he ended up going to the community college. Then he didn't want to do that. So he got offered a special program from Disney World. He went to go work with them. When he came back, he's in a university. He's going for his PhD. He's in the psych honor society. He's in the sociology honor society. He's in the top 1% of his school. He's doing all of this. And nobody made him.
Mm-hmm.
So take it from a mama who knows. Because at the end of the day, you can't make nobody do anything, but you can offer him love and support. He's a young person. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He's a young person. And because he is a young person, we all know what it feels like to be young. And a lot of times for our children, we want the best for them. We don't want them to make the same mistakes we made. Of course not. Who would want that for a friend or a child? But offer him love and support. He will be fine. You've done too much babying him, and that's the word I'm going to say now. You've done too much, and this is why you're carrying the burden, and he's walking around carefree because, see, he didn't do all of that. You did. So how you can support him is by loving him. Let him know that there will be some responsibilities for him and allow him to go. If he wants to go and destroy his life, tell him you love him, but you will go get him some help. But as long as he's not doing that, just give him love. Give him love.
Okay.
That's the main thing. Yeah. Take off his diaper and let him be grown. See, because I'm a firm believer, when you step your ass into them shoes called adulthood, take the diaper completely off. That's it. That's what you got to learn how to do.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
But
it's
here's what you...
That's my only baby,
you
know?
It's and I know what it feels like to be... I know what it feels like. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know who else is coming up on the line, but y'all got some funny folks talking for y'all. But anyway, they saying some real funny stuff right about now. But take the diaper off of him. Give him love. That's the same thing that you give your father. You give him love and you give him support, and you just be there to offer him love and to him love at night. You can send them both love at night, but don't forget to send yourself love, because you've been a good mama. You did what you needed to do. Who cares what the neighbor's gonna say? Her precious little baby boy that she'd indulged over all her life, now this nigga don't want to do nothing. You know, but it's okay. Allow him an opportunity to grow. He wants to experience life, and that's what life is for. And you can't protect him forever. You understand? And you don't want to be one of those mamas that push your child so far away that they never don't want to have anything to do with you.
No, I don't.
That's right. So, that's it.
Well, thank you.
You know,
I'm
that's
glad
right.
I woke up and talked to you.
I'm glad you did, too. I told the story on one of the shows about my cousin when we all went to his damn graduation from Howard University. His mom and daddy done rented limos and all this, and he stood up there and told us he wanted to be a rapper.
I just listened to that show earlier today.
That's right.
I just downloaded that today and listened to it.
That's right. So thank your son for being honest about where he is right now. That he don't have the maturity to do it. He has the mind, but not the maturity. He get out here, he going to get tired of making minimum wage. He going to get tired of working. He gonna get tired of trying to be grown with no support, you know? So make sure you listen to Sunday show. I'm telling you. Woo,
you there, Miss Blue. Mm.
Yes. I'm gonna be looking for you, Kat. All right.
Thank
well, peace and love to you. Send your love
peace,
to your
Kelly.
Daddy. Love to your son. He's going to be just fine. Just move the pressure up off of him. Take the diaper off his ass. And if he piss on himself, let him clean his own shit up.
Will do.
All right.
All right. Bye.
All right. Peace and love.
Wow. Oh, got the visual. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 214. 214, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Happy calling in from Dallas, Texas.
Mm. Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Why you say mm?
What's going on, Happy?
Not much. I just got like two questions or whatever, two simple questions.
Go for it.
All right, well, the first question I had, I just want to know if my third eye was activated, if my pineal gland or whatever was activated. And then
wait a minute. Wait. Wait a minute, Happy. Happy.
What?
All right. Well, what's your second question, Happy? I'm gonna save that.
And my second question was, okay, I was listening to the last show, and Miss Blue was talking about how you when you born or whatever, you have like, I guess I heard it right. You have like a god or goddess or something, a god or goddess energy that you can take upon or something like that. And so anyway, lately I've been feeling like ever since I found out who I was, like what I happened in my past life and who I am in this life, I just felt like the energy that I took on was the goddess Hathor. I just wanted confirmation.
Mm.
If that's not true, or whatever, I want to know who.
You know, okay.
Oh, that's what's up, Happy.
You know what I love about you, Happy? You so damn happy.
Yes, she is. She is. Happy is precious. Happy is precious. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one thing I wanna share this with you. I'm on my path, you see,
mm-hmm.
and I don't get everything in 1 week. You understand? Life is unfolding. So it's one of the things that is unfolding. It's not, okay, I figure out, ta-da, who I am, and boom, everything is there. It doesn't work that way. You understand what I'm saying? I want to share that with you. Now,
okay.
Let's talk about first, let's talk about, you asked the question about spirit guides, okay?
I do have a question about my spirit guides.
Wait, hold on, because you said two.
No, the first question was about her pineal gland being activated.
Okay, her pineal gland. You wanted to know if your pineal gland is, if your pineal gland has been activated. One of the things, and I'm energetically taking a look at your energy, your pineal gland for you, Happy, at this time, is actually overstimulated. And I know you can feel that. You said what now?
No, it don't feel like it.
It don't feel like it? What does it feel like to you?
It don't feel like it's activated.
It doesn't. It doesn't feel like, it doesn't feel well. Do you know what happens when your pineal become overstimulated?
No, not really.
Well, a couple of things that will happen when your pineal gland becomes overstimulated. And interesting enough, we were talking about some of these things in the priestesshood. Now, you may not be getting all of this, but this may be some. And one of it is, oddly enough, because we're talking about the pineal, everything, the crown chakra, the third eye, in those particular, in that region, in that area, is that your mind is constantly thinking. Do you find that you're constantly thinking about things? And not just every day. Okay, well, hold on before you say that's normal. You're constantly thinking about things, but they're not things that you normally would think about. And sometimes they come in bursts. Like, you may find that you just can't stop talking. Like, you just, keep going on.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you get like a crash, almost like a sugar high, like a rush. And then you will lock on to one particular thing, and that will sit with you the whole day. You'll be thinking about it.
Yeah.
So these are some of the signs about having sort of your crown chakra, because I'm looking at how it's pulsating. It's overstimulated. And so that's probably why you don't feel that your pineal gland is activated. If your pineal gland was not activated, you wouldn't even know who a Miss Blue or Miss Esther or the Remix was. You wouldn't know us.
Yeah.
You would be somewhere doing something else. You wouldn't even know who we were. You would not even have this kind of reality. You wouldn't even begin to even process this.
Okay.
And Happy, I would add as well, I want to say it was last week that you called and you asked about being all over the place. You asked about needing something to kind of help you calm down and keep focus. And that's another side effect of having an overstimulated pineal gland, is that you be all over the place. You be, you know, kind of jumping into thought, activity into activity. You learn about one thing, you kind of go down that angle, then you learn about some more goddesses, and you go, oh, I'm all that too. That's another effect of it. And so you've been experiencing the effects of that. You just probably didn't realize that that was what it was, you know, but you've actually been going through that, and your energy, even that, your name, that happy energy, that's also kind of a side effect of it too. So you're experiencing it now, you know.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what, that's a really good point, but I want you to think about this question. Asking me, is your pineal activated, it's like asking me, am I breathing? Really? So I want you to know that. You understand? Here's what I want you to do, is I want you to work with the color red. You see?
That's my other nickname. I have people. Well, not mine. Other people, like, that didn't grow up with me, or like not my family members, I just tell them my nickname, Red. I don't let them call me Happy, because.
You know what?
That's like, I don't know, because.
I'm done. You know what?
Like, I don't want to be at work and they be like Happy, like, because then everybody's going to be talking like Happy jokes.
Okay. I'm teasing you, Happy. I'm teasing you. Now, one of the things I want you to understand, even about red, is that can be an overactivated color too when used in that way. But it's it's excellent for the for what you're going to be using it for, because it's really going to help calm down a lot of that upper energy in the upper chakras for you. In fact, if I can real clever, and I don't know if I can, y'all, I may try to upload something. I don't know if we can do it tonight. But that's what I definitely want you to work with that color red. Now, as far as the show that I did when I was talking about spirits, working with spirits, the main spirits that I was talking about working with and really bringing clarity to were the gods and goddesses, of course, and also spirits like our spirit guides, which are completely different. That's, I see that completely different. And you were talking about the goddess Head Heru, and you know that's the energy you feel like you have embodied. Well, you can do that for any god or goodess. Anybody can. You understand what I'm saying? Like that particular energy, this is where that terminology comes in, that the gods and goddesses live within you. But here's what I also want you to do. I want you to be comfortable being happy or red, and also seeing those attributes already in existing within you, and not that you have to somehow allow the energy of any god or goddess to take over your being. So we want to be real careful about these things.
Yeah, I'm not saying
things.
It. But I'm listening.
Happy, were you asking about the question about when you incarnate, who comes with you when you incarnate? Is that what you're asking about?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Miss Blue, when you were talking last week about, you know, you remember that, the whole cycle? Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, that particular goddess, you want to know if that's one of your goddesses that was with you at the time that you actually came to the planet. I'm going to say yes. Yes, that feels right. But here's the number one issue that's really blocking you from these things. The number one issue. Paying attention. That's your issue. What's blocking your learning. That's it. That's, again, another cause of being overstimulated. Paying attention.
I always had a attention, paying attention problem, like, ever since I was little, even with school and stuff, you know, I always getting kicked out of class and stuff like that because I just couldn't pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one of the things that is sort of the challenge with that. Because if I tell you your third eye is open, you won't believe me.
Oh, I believe you.
If I said, well, I told you your pineal gland was good, you said it don't feel like it. You didn't believe it. So I want you to see where that challenge is for you, because that's blocking your learning. If you can't pay attention to what's going on and be present in the now, then that's going to stop you from you learning. Can you see that? The listening skills, making sure that you're truly listening and you're not just taking bits and pieces and putting things together, but truly processing the information and listening to it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Happy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I want you to work with the color red. I do. I want you to do some meditations and just kind of focus a little bit on the energy of the red. But I want you to focus with the red from your pineal, from your crown chakra, from your third eye. Focus on it from that position when you're doing it. You know, I love your name. I love that name, Happy, because I know that that has kept a beautiful vibration around you, and your energy is really What I love about you is just your just that energy, just that happy energy, you know, that you it comes out through your voice. It's even in your aura. You know, it's in everything that you do. You understand what I'm saying? All of that is there for you. So, you know that, you know, to stay truly happy. I know your name is there as that reminder for you, and that's why you chose that. But stay truly happy, because you really are. You really are happy.
Okay.
All right.
All right, happy.
All right.
Hi, happy. Peace and love. Ooh, happy. And by the way, happy, that food looks really good. The pictures of the food.
I used to got the food.
Okay, y'all.
Oh, it was
happy.
Good.
Happy is a badass chef, y'all. I don't know if y'all knew that. Happy? Yeah, Red. Red is a badass chef.
Yeah, Red.
Red.
That's only temporary, though. That's my temporary nickname.
Still temporary nickname.
Yeah, well, yeah. Here's the exercise I want you to do, because there is a lot when it comes to the different shapes. And what I want you to do is I want you to make a stop sign. I want you to draw a stop sign and use that energy that's in the stop sign for the color red. You know, red stop sign. You get it? So when you see that, and you're able to connect with that energy of the stop sign, when you see it, it's going to tell you to pay attention, because that's what Magellan, that's what the stop sign it reminds you to do. It's about you paying attention, really being in that position. I always work with your spirit guide, but yeah, that's what Ms. Blue is saying. Yeah, Why, you ain't going to do it if I said it? If I said it, you ain't going to do it? Is that what you're telling me? That sounds like
that. You getting gangster.
About to get real gangster. See, but on a serious note, you must stop and pay attention, because you don't believe anything. You understand? And you don't want to, because really when you do that, the only thing you're showing is your own contradictions of yourself. You understand? Because we tend to see how we are. So this is definitely one of those things I want you to stop, pay attention, you know? Every time I tell you something, you question it. You ask me, am I sure? No, I'm not sure. I know. I know.
All right. Peace, happy.
Peace.
Wow, it's a lot of y'all on the line. I don't even know where y'all came from. Where did they come from? I do not know. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 704. 704, you're live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Peace, Ms. Blue.
That was Esther. But
that was Esther talking to you, but right.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you?
That's okay. I'm wonderful.
You're wonderful. Love and light to the Remix family. Mm-hmm.
Who's on the line?
Okay, you can call me Eli, Miss Blue and Miss Esther.
Eli.
Yeah. Well, I already knew you were going to call. You were going to answer my phone line.
Well, we don't discriminate. We just picking people on the line.
Right.
Well, we shouldn't have answered your call.
I wanted to talk to you guys for the longest, but I just decided to call tonight. Push one.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to tell each one of you, you ladies, that you got a wonderful voice, and I love the energy coming from you. And I'm going to sit here and eat my greens and rice. And
wait, you know. You know what?
Say what?
Wow.
I know my brother's listening to me, so they're probably bugging out right now. But, cool.
Wow.
Okay.
That's what's up, that's, Eli.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, that was beautiful for you to press one and just to come on and tell us that. Are you in the chat room?
Say what?
Are you in the chat room?
Nah, no. I don't do the chat thing, no.
Okay, yeah. Well, that may be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah.
That's so silly. Well, thank you so much for calling in, though. Hold the line for us, and peace and love to you, Eli.
Peace and love, Eli.
Love and light.
Enjoy your greens and rice. going on to the next caller. Caller, give it area code 210. 210, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line, and where are you calling from?
Love, 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 E.T. Miss Blue and International Remixers. This is Colin Hall from Texas.
Hey, Calabar. Hey, Calabar.
Hey, hey, hey. I am going to do the song tonight since I have been challenged by one of the hosts whose name I won't mention. So she said that she was going to.
Wait, hold on. See, hold that thought, Colimar. Before Colimar came on, I actually was going to say, I was going to say freaks come out at night, and here you come. I thought you going to sing a song that, who told you to sing it? Did she say hold?
No, she said the host. She said one of the hosts challenged her. You know, I was going to let her say that. I didn't really challenge it. I said if she was going to call in and ask for a reading, that she should do a song.
I thought she said that these hosts and challenged.
She said the host, not the host, Miss. I don't know, Calamar. Did the host tell you something? No, I don't know, because it could have been that.
I'm like, who the hoes? Where the hoes at?
Where the hoes at?
Okay.
Wow. I'm going to sing this song, and I request that both of y'all back me up.
I don't know about all that. We ain't agree to that. That wasn't a part of the stipulations, Calamar. It's the Calamar show right now, so it's all about you.
And you know, Calamar, we got so much joy out of hearing you sing last time.
Absolutely.
You by letting you do your thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, gods and goddesses, priest and priestess, men, women, children, and boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen,
and the freaks and the hoes as well,
witches and warlocks, we present to you Calamar.
Thank you. Let me lay it on the line. I got a little freakiness inside, and you know that the man has got to deal with it. And I don't care what they say, I'm not about to pay nobody's way, 'cause it's all about the dog in me. I want a freak in the morning, a freak in the evening, just like me. I need a roughneck brother that can satisfy me, just for me. If you are that kind of man, 'cause I am that kind of girl. I got a freaky little secret everybody sing, 'cause we don't give a damn about a thing. I will be a freak until the day, until the dawn. And we can pump, pump all through the night till early morn. Come on, I will take you around the hood on a gangster lane. 'Cause we can pump, pump any time of day, it's good for me. Now, boy, you're moving kind of slow. You got to keep it up, now there you go. There's just one thing that a man must do. I'm packing all the flavor you need. I got to shake up all your needs, 'cause it's all about the dog in me. I want a freak in the morning, a freak in the evening, just like me. I need a roughneck brother that can satisfy me, just for me. If you are that kind of man, 'cause I'm that kind of girl. I got a freaky little secret everybody say, 'cause we don't give a damn about a thing. I will be a freak until the day, until the dawn. And we can pump, pump us through the night till early morn. And we can take around the world on the gasoline. 'Cause we can pump, pump any time, it's all good for me. I will be a freak until the day, until the dawn.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about.
Wow. Wow.
Calimar.
All right, Calimar.
Calimar, let me ask you a question. What inspired this song? What inspired you to sing this one?
I don't know, Miss Blue. Because from the record last week,
You just said you didn't know, but you and Healing was in the chat room talking about this song.
What? Stop telling those dirty little secrets, E.T.
Oh, okay, my bad. All right, go ahead. You were saying last week. What happened last week, Calibar? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let you have that
last
one.
Last week.
You know what? Y'all are doing the most. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not sure how to explain that one. Dina Howard came, I was watching YouTube, and she came on because I listen to jazz a lot. Somehow, I got caught up on her again. It just snapped in my head to listen to her song. And I just kept singing it over and over and over again in my head. And it just stuck there. There's a lot of sexual energy that's out there. I don't deny it. It's certainly running through me because sexual energy is in everything. It was just something about her song that just inspired me to. It inspires me when I listen to it to do my work. It's kind of hard to explain, but I have always liked her, and that song brought back.
I was going to say, no, we get it.
Yeah, that was beautiful, Calamar.
It was. Thank you so much,
Thank you for sharing.
Oh, She did that, y'all. She did.
Wow. Yes. Thank you, Calamar. Calamar shuts it down. She shuts it down. Freak like me. All right, let's go to the next caller on the line. Whoo, Remix family. It is 1:23 in the morning. Yeah, it's a little interesting. It's a little interesting.
I wouldn't want to call back. Not at all.
Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 301. 301, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amira, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Okay, hey, Amira.
Hey, okay, greetings.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi. this is Amira calling from Maryland, and I would like to get a reading, if possible.
Okay. Go for it. And what is your question, if possible? No, I'm serious. What's your question?
I wanted to know, what do you see, Ms. Blue, as far as my business and finance? Since I spoke to you last, I made a, I guess it was a big change. So I brought on a partner. So I would like to know, it feels really good to me, but I'd like to know what you see coming up and just what it feels like. Because it feels good to me right now, but I just, I guess just want some confirmation.
Okay. You said you brought a partner on in your business that you were working with. In more ways than one, you brought a partner on.
Yes, but that's...
I'm sorry. I mean, you asked...
Yes, I did bring a partner on.
In more ways than one.
The business
feels...
But that one's working.
Well, you know, it feels... The business feels good for me, but I still feel... That, like, I'm searching. When I get in your energy, I still feel like you're searching. Like, let me see if I can get some words for you. But I feel like you're still searching, even though you know what it is you want to do and that you're passionate about, it's still as if you're searching. And that searching energy, it's still about, like, you're still trying to solidify what you've been doing now all this time. And so a big part of when that happens, what needs to happen is it's almost like a rebirthing period. And by the way, I'm just going to put this out there. Whoever is giving you your marketing business advice, because it ain't me, but it's that doesn't work. Those scams, those, well, they're not scams. Let me not say that. That's taking it a little too far. But those practices, if we can call it that, it doesn't work. You know truly how it works from your heart, and that's what's going to work for you. Those are old business models that you're using. Those tactics, they're old business models. That's why they don't work. Does that make sense? Like, where you're getting your business advice from is old business models. So it's not working. It can't.
I went to, like, a seminar last week, so I think that's what you're
maybe that's
about.
What
so
I'm
I
thinking of, but
I
see that these are some old things, and they're really not based on substance, about really kind of building that bond and connecting. It's not the new way of doing business, kind of like we say in the Kim business class. They're still operating off of the old way of doing business. So do yourself a favor and sit down and begin to really, really hit the grind and start working on your own business plan. You know, because I see at this event that you were at, you took a whole lot of notes.
I guess in my head, but not on paper.
Yeah, but you took some notes.
I wasn't really connecting with it to that extent where I wanted to take notes, but I know people, you know, my partner that was sitting next to me.
You know what? We go.
He was taking a lot of notes, but I wasn't really taking
notes. Here's what I want you to do, because this is a great opportunity for you to revamp this. But I want you to tell us right now what you kept in your head. What did you keep from that seminar? What was the thing that you did hold on to and that you did keep in your head?
They went over, it was the, you know, I can't even remember the guy's name, the Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Seminar. And yeah,
so
he was just talking about the four quadrants. And the one thing that did stick in my head was about the self-employed, because that's what I am. And I do work, you know, kind of a lot on my business. I definitely feel like I work more than when I was working just a regular 9-to-5.
So what about
that was the one thing that stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm. So what about it? Just the fact that you two could relate to the fact that you work for yourself. And what did he recommend? What did he recommend that you do that stuck with you?
Not just put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak, and look for other sources of income rather than just the one. At least that's what stuck in my head, but I don't know.
I'm sorry. I
mean, they were talking about with some real estate stuff. That's not really something I was really drawn to, so I didn't really key in on that too much. But so more like the one part, I guess, that I did seem more interested, because I don't really know much about it, was stock investment, and I don't know much about that, so I was listening to that more because I just didn't know about it, and it was something I did want to learn about.
Well,
but other than that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you this. I will tell you this. Definitely, Kim Business Class.
But that's not my business, though. I mean, my business is wellness.
Oh, I know that's not your business. So I'm trying to figure out, you know. Okay, but I get it. I get it. We won't go there, you know. So tell me what you mean when you say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Why did that stick out to you? How do you see that?
That stuck out to me because I guess that's where I feel like I am right now, in that because right now I'm just so drawn to everything about my wellness business, so I'm not really looking anywhere else. I mean, that's just where all of my focus is right now, especially since I've brought on a new business partner. And so we're now looking to open up, not that part.
I didn't say anything.
We've been looking to open, you know, get new opportunities and open new doors and expand the business more this year, for me anyway, this year. And then she's a lot more, I guess I'm not really the cold caller. So that's been helping me since I've partnered with her.
Did you use that ancient word called cold calling?
Cold calling. I don't know what else to call it. I'm just not I'm not that person. Like, I can, once the business is there, I'm good. You know, I can do all the work and sustain the clientele, but as far as the just seeking it out and making these calls and just pitching it.
So let me ask you a question. Are you totally committed to your business, to your work? Totally committed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that what stuck out to you was don't put all your eggs in one basket. This is causing a contradiction. If you're totally committed to your business, then guess where all your eggs should be?
Right.
Where should your eggs be?
In my business.
It should be in your basket.
Mm-hmm.
It should be in your basket. I think this is a good opportunity. I know those of you who have been self-invested, or for those of you who took the Kim business class from me, because, see, they're all in the chat room talking about, oh, you should have been in Kim Biz. You should have been in Kim Biz, you know, because these are some of the components that go over. I'm going to give you some things you to begin to take a look at. First of all, the old business model don't work. We can, if we want to just kind of stay textbook, we can look at the New York Stock Exchange, and we could see more than ever businesses, major corporations, Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies are closing their doors and having to revamp what we call business. Mm-hmm. You understand? Because it just doesn't work. And that's the main thing that I want you to really understand. Even in self-invested, we cover these principles that have a lot to do about how we conduct what we're calling business, or where we're really putting these things. The first thing that you need to do when you start to look at your business, if you're 100% committed, then you have to stop using terminology or words or things that put you in the mode that you are looking at it as if it's something separate from yourself. Because at this point, it is not.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't separate from you. You understand?
Right.
It really isn't separate from you at all. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to be able to sit down and have a focus. The first thing is, what is the energy of your business? I'm going to give you a couple of things here you can begin to work on and to start to talk about. But what is the energy of your business? What is that? Tell me about the energy of your business. What is the spirit of your business? Because, see, what I consider to be my business, the remix, self-invested, all of these things, they have a spirit. So what is the spirit of your business? Before you attempt to answer, I can tell you don't know, because you never thought about it.
Nope, I haven't thought about that.
Yes. See, you really need to sit down and define that there, because the old business model has all kinds of contradictions to the amazing, enlightened sister that you are, and that's what's struggling. So you go back and revamp your business from that position, because your business is about wellness. And right now, you understand, and I love to say this, so, you know, this sister know I love her. You are the diction. You get it? Diction, contradiction.
Okay.
So that has, you didn't get it, but I'll help you get it in a minute. That also has been playing a role in your business, your new business partner, and I'm not talking about the woman you're working with. I'm talking about your business partner, your contradiction. Diction? Get it?
Yes.
Yeah. So, that is also playing a role.
Okay.
So you have to watch
You
have to watch your diction. You got to watch it. From all angles.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, you know what?
I'm not
you
doing
know?
It, Mr. Lucas.
Right.
Every time I talk to you, we'll be on here.
At least I want you to get, you know, I want you to get that, you know, that business, get that business to make a strong statement about the energy that it's representing on the planet. You say you're committed, then I need you to start doing shit that committed people do. You need to start doing that in the relationship, and you need to start doing that in the business simultaneously, you know?
Okay, yes.
So, I'm going to give you, right now, I want you to take 2 minutes, and I want you to present and sell me your business right now in 2 minutes. You have almost 3 million people listening from all over the world. The stage is yours. Go for it.
Thank you. I am Amira Bellamy, co-owner of Kumba Fitness, LLC. We are a wellness business and 3D wellness for the mind, body, and soul. We offer services ranging from yoga classes, Zumba classes for kids and adults, after-school programs, camps, nutrition workshops, life coaching, also yoga behavioral therapy for kids. Our life coaching also is for girls and women. And everything that we do is coming from the perspective of 3D wellness, and that's something I actually got from Miss Blue. So every activity we do different types of activities, for especially for yoga. We do dance yoga, drama yoga. We try to add a twist to everything that we do, and the business is just about getting your whole self well, not just parts of it, and we meet you where you are. And the website is www.kumba.co. Again, that's www.kumba.co. And again, I am Amira Belli, co-owner of Kumba Fitness, LLC.
Okay, beautiful. So now here's my next question. Why should I come to your business?
To get yourself 3D wellness, your whole self well, your whole self coming into your true self, into your higher self, for a great feeling life, a great feeling presence, a great feeling spirit. To give yourself a new lens and a new start on life.
What if I feel I'm already there? Then your business is not for me?
No, if you're already there, then you can enhance what is already there.
Beautiful. Well, tell people where you're located at. What if I want to go? What time y'all open? When y'all close? What I got to do?
We are located in Virginia. That's our base, but we provide services to the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And, again, we provide a lot of workshops to local schools, and we're currently about to start doing summer camps. So definitely if you have children, we're also going to be offering services for the senior community for, like, Aqua Zumba, and some morning yoga for seniors. We're going to be doing adult yoga classes, and Zumba is blowing up. So you will see results. You know, we'll be doing Zumba classes in that area. As far as life coaching, anywhere in the country you can get life coaching. We do it via Skype if you're interested. Also, any social groups, like if there's a group of teens that would like the life coaching, we do offer Skype services for that as well. And it's a 12-week course. It is definitely life-altering. The activities are loaded with fun, but you also grow and you become empowered at the same time. So the program is for everyone, really anywhere you are. It just depends on what it is that you're looking for. But definitely the life coaching is offered to anyone in the country.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Great job. Excellent. I love it. You guys, get in touch with Amira.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. We need to talk too. We got to finish talking about some stuff.
I know. I'm not gonna start this. But yes, we do. We do.
Yes, yes, yes. We got to talk. We got to talk. Peace and love. Peace and love. So now go celebrate. Come up with the spirit of your business, you and your business partner, and sit down and throw a big celebration and just release that energy out into the universe. Beautiful.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. So much.
Thank you as
and
well.
Thank you, Esther. Thank you. Peace and love.
All right. Peace and love.
Right.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. Love the website too. It's a beautiful website.
The website is beautiful. Yes.
Wow. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 443. 443, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello.
443?
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller.
Hello, first-time caller.
Hi. And my friend called in earlier today. So she called me earlier this evening. She was calling in probably about an hour and a half ago.
Okay, who's on the line? And where are you calling from?
My name is Nicole. And I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
It's Nicole.
So my question is, I'm going through right now, I'm in the process of going through a divorce, and I want to know if I'm going to be okay emotionally soon.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things I will tell you, divorce is, you know, it's a trying thing. And I speak from personal experiences that can be very, very trying. And I know right now you're kind of nervous. It's okay. I want to thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
You know, and talk and speaking with us here this evening. The main thing I want to tell you is that you will be okay if you want to be okay. And I know you do. You want to be okay. Right now, I'm going to tell you, I feel a lot of energy. Even before you started speaking, immediately just taking a look, it's just kind of that energy of a volcano. And I want you to think about a volcano and how it starts to bubble and all of these things are going on in the volcano. And it's kind of like all the people on the island are looking to see when is the volcano going to blow. And a lot of times they miss that. You know, we hear about these stories from people who live on islands when they're out in the Fiji Islands or in Hawaii, and they may say, we got everybody out because we thought the volcano was going to blow. But it didn't. It didn't blow that day. But often what happens is the day that the volcano explodes is the day nobody is expecting it. So I say all of that to say that that's where you are, but you don't have to explode. I do want to get in and check what we call chakras or energy centers. And I'm taking a look, and you have a lot of your life force energy leaking from a couple of places. One of the places that your life force energy is leaking from, and we'll stay textbook here, from your root chakra. That energy is pouring out, and it's also pouring out of your heart, these two places. So what I want you to do for me right now is just take a couple of deep breaths in and out nice and slow and just kind of get your nervous system to relax you, because that's going to be important. I want you to get your nervous system to relax. I know a lot of things are up in the air. I know a lot of stories change, and the person that you once loved so much and they love you, you can't believe these things are happening at this particular time. Divorce is one of those nasty situations where people change, and a lot of things come out. A lot of hurtful things come out because there's someone in the middle that is mediating what is going on. And what I want you to do is to save this energy, start to pull this energy back inside of you so you can know what's true in your heart and not be subjected to rumors or what people are saying or even what you're feeling that's happening to you right now. A lot of unstable things when it comes to where you're going to be living, your foundation. This has to do with your root. Are you going to, you know, what's going to be happening? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So now, let me ask you, how old are you right now?
32? I'm 40.
You're 40. Okay. Hmm. Interesting. So what happened when you were 32?
Well, when I was 32, I mean, I've been married since I was 18. Just been going through different things. I'm trying to think. So 8 years ago, anything significant? God, so much has happened. I mean,
yeah.
That could have been.
Well,
that could
I
have
want
been
you.
A year. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that could have been a year. I'm trying to think. 8 years ago, that could have just been a year. That I found out some life-changing information about my husband. Because I swear, so many things has happened that I can't.
Yeah.
Can't remember when I found things out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was definitely one of those ages there. So right now you're turning 40. And so literally what's happening, and I want to give you something so you can definitely hold on to and really see yourself out of this. And I want you to think about it like this. There is a part of you that literally is dying. And I know you feel that. Like, literally. And when I say there is a part of you that is dying, I mean, hold on 1 second. Let me do this real quick. Okay. There is a part of you that is dying. And when I say dying, I mean there's a part of you in another dimension, in another world, in another place, that's dying. And you're feeling that energy in this present moment. But that's a good thing. Because you're dying somewhere else so that you can become more whole here. I know you can't see all of the lessons and the blessings for yourself at this particular time. But this is why these things are so impactful for you. You're in a state of transformation. So the divorce is a part of this transformation because, truth be told, even when you were 32, you could have got a divorce.
You know that.
Yeah. You could have been done that. This is not one of those things. You was just holding on, thinking it would get better.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Sure.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, you were in what we call that valley, the valley of decisions. And so you was just kind of laying there. You was just in that place. And so, you know, this is an opportunity for you to bring more of your wholeness, of your divine self, to bring that part of you online. Because literally, and this is something myself and Brother Bilal, we're going to be doing a show on this. We've been working on this for quite a while. But literally, you died somewhere else. So even though you're turning 40 here, technically the stage or the age of where you're at is not 40 years old. You see,
okay.
We're
going
to be exposing these other dimensions so you can get a real good grasp, everybody, and understand about what's happening here. So I want you to check your heart, because what's happening right now is you're spending too much time in your mind. And even you taking that breath and me looking at your energy and your aura, everything has calmed itself down. Because initially when you came on, you were like that volcano about to blow. You about to go. They're like, move out the way, girl. She about to go. It's about to go. You have calmed yourself down, and now I see this beautiful lavender and pink light around you. Because at the essence of you, that's what you're about. You're about love. I want you to get you a rose quartz crystal. And I want you to work with this, because this is pink, and a lot of your energy, your aura that you're carrying, is the same divine energy. You can talk to your friend who told you to call in, and she will tell you, if you haven't worked with crystals, how to clear it, how to get you one. But I want you to work with that, and I want you to get you two of them. Get you a very small rose quartz crystal, like a freestone that you can get. It should cost you a couple of dollars. I want you to clear it. And I want you at night when you go to sleep to take that rose quartz and put it inside your belly button. Because this is also the cord that grounds you. And by putting that cord there, because see, we build energetic cords with people, places, things that we love, that we fell in love with all the time. And what that cord is going to do, it's going to take all of those vibrations, that tie that you had to the marriage and all of these hurtful situations and all of these things, whether they be your choices or whether you feel these were choices you had no control of. And it's going to help you heal that energy so you can stop losing your life force energy. And it's also going to help you balance out that energy to maintain all of those frequencies to the highest level of love, so that you can divinely start looking at that. Because what I don't want you to do, because you did this for so many years, is that you stayed in the role of the victim. So what has happened right now, you are being forced by your higher self for you to grow up. We must always come to an end in order to start new.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's exactly what I was thinking. Actually, the other day I said to myself, "I'm a big girl." I actually said to myself, "I'm a big girl now. I gotta grow up."
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that you said that.
Yeah. So I want you to get a rose quartz crystal. I want you, when you're in the shower, imagine butterflies flying right in through your back, through the back. And, you know, turn around. You can see pink light. You can see green light. Either one of those will be really, really good. And imagine butterflies coming in through your back. And you can imagine grasshoppers or butterflies flying in right near your womb area. Because you're going to be fine. You're going to actually be better than fine. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, you stay in touch and let us know. It's a process, but I want you to remember what I said. You need to stay true to the essence of who you are. Because truth be told, this marriage been over a long time ago.
Oh, my goodness. He just hit that on the nail right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And it doesn't even mean that you're horrible, he's horrible. It doesn't mean that. So let all of that go. Just focus on what you need to do to heal yourself and move yourself forward. Because you're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Definitely.
Well, peace
I will be tuning in again.
Yes, peace and love, and tell your friend much love to her. What's her name? What's your friend's name?
Cheryl. She's yelling. Sure, her name is Cheryl.
Okay, Cheryl. Peace and love, Cheryl. Cheryl.
Peace
That's
and love
what's up. Yes.
Wow.
That's beautiful. I love it. I love you guys. So there you go.
Okay.
Love you.
Thank you.
See, I would tell y'all to go do something, but I don't want, you know, y'all can get a little wild out there, so I'm not going to tell y'all to go put your fucking dress on. Don't put your dress on. Don't do the dress yet. Not yet. It ain't time. Don't do the dress. Okay. All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. That's beautiful.
All right, let's go to the next caller. I was looking at a chat room. They are something else. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 630. 630, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kevin calling from New Jersey.
Okay. Greetings, Kevin.
Hi,
from
Kevin.
New Jersey.
Hi, Miss Lou. Hi, Esther.
How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, what's the temperature like up there, Kevin?
Freezing and tons of snow. I'm actually looking outside right now, and the snow was piled so high it tore down, like, the fence that's up around our community right now.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm. We're dealing. I'm calling because a while back I got a reading from Miss Blue, and it was about my job prospects. It was from the show Worst Behavior.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I, at the time, you were telling me that my career path was looking more in the field of publishing or more like design. And I was close to getting a job at the time, but it fell through. And I just wanted some more feedback on what happened in that process.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things that I think is so beautiful, Kevin, is that we get to operate in free will. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing when it comes to that, that we all get a chance to operate and utilize our free will. So the job that you were kind of close to that you didn't get, you want to know what happened. Tell me why you want to know what happened, or you want to know when you're going to get another job, or you want to know what happened.
Well, what I want to know is when will I get another job opportunity?
Well, the truth is there's job opportunities for you now. You have to seek them out, though. You know, they're just not going to just come to you. You understand? I want to talk to you about something because oddly enough, do you still stay with your mother?
No, I don't.
Who do you live with? Because you live with someone.
I live with my wife.
I don't know. I'm picking up real strong mother energy. Is your mom kind of like that motherly figure to you?
Yes, she is. And she called me about 2 days ago just to check on me. She was concerned about she hadn't heard from me in a while.
Mm-hmm. So you and your wife don't live together?
We do live together.
Oh, you said she called to check on you.
My mother? Yes, she did.
Oh, your mother. I thought you said your wife lives
with
you.
No, my mother called to check on me.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been married?
5 years, since 2009.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. All right. Well, I definitely, really, I want to ask you a question. What is it that you don't like about where you live?
What I don't like about him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess my major gripe was that I didn't have a choice, a big choice in moving here initially. So I think that was a big problem.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about it now? Because that's one of the things. What I'm seeing, and I'll tell you this, Kevin, I'm picking up that there is a resistance. This is where the block is that you really don't like where you are. And so opportunities have come to you, but they have fell through because in your heart of hearts, that's not what you really, where you really want to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So why aren't you really planning on maybe being somewhere that you feel you can thrive more?
Well, we kind of have to stay in the New Jersey area because of my wife's job. I don't have the option to move out of state again. I think that's a big part of it.
Well, I mean, when we say have to, that's a stronghold, you understand, because that's a big part of what's holding you back. And, you know, if you're going to be somewhere where both of you can be happy, you can both thrive and you can both do that, you know, that's a strong resistance that's coming at you. Because you feel like you're being forced to be somewhere. And that's how I feel, like you're almost being kind of held environmentally against your will because you don't want to be there.
Well, I'm kind of struggling with that too because I don't know if the job market I should be applying to is New York or New Jersey. I feel like New York is a better option, but I'm in a spot now where the commute would be really horrendous to get to those type of jobs.
Mm-hmm. So how's your marriage?
I would say we're going through some hard times.
Yeah. Thank you for being honest. Yeah. Thank you for being honest. One of the things, because you've got a lot of resistance, and this resistance is really what's blocking you, because you have skills, very intelligent brother, hard worker, and you know that. But I want to ask you a question. Do you really know what you want right now?
No, it's not definite. My background is in art, but it's been so many years since I've worked in it because when I initially worked in that field, it was hard finding steady work. So I kind of changed career paths to more communication type jobs. And now I'm feeling the pull to go back into art, and I'm trying to find my way back into it right now.
Mm-hmm. So Tell me how your wife reminds you of your mother.
A very strong personality, domineering.
Mm-hmm. And that didn't always go over well with you and your mother.
No, it didn't.
And it's not going over very well with you and your wife either.
No, but I think that's what we're struggling with right now, just trying to balance out who controls what in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. You know, a big part of what's happening, and I want you to be able to, I want you to be able to understand this, is that a lot of times what happens when we sort of kind of get introduced to things, whether it's through our parents or other people we're around, we start to rebel against it. And a lot of times we rebel in many different ways. So there are ways that we can rebel against people who try to dominate us, try to make us do certain things. And if we try to communicate with them and they don't get that we don't like the way you talk to us or we don't like the way you try to make us do something, we find other ways to build that resistance or to be a rebel. And a lot of times it does not come through communication. So it can come through the fact of, guess what? Since you want to control everything in the relationship, I'm going to let you.
That's exactly what has happened.
Mm-hmm. And when it came to your mother controlled so much, so you went to the other end. You kind of went out of control. Then you kind of spiraled back in and married someone, and the same tug of war is going on. Let me ask you a question. Who around you that you're around that has something to do with drugs? Who around you uses drugs?
No one directly.
Mm-hmm.
No one I can think of directly.
No one. You don't know anyone directly, yourself or anyone that uses drugs.
No. Well, I mean, are you considering like alcohol?
We can put that there, yeah.
Well, I would say my mother has been drinking more heavily in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And what about you? You ever use drugs?
No. I would say that's one of the odd things about me. I actually don't use drugs or drink heavily or any of that stuff.
Why would it be odd?
Just the culture I grew up in. I would say I'm the opposite of a lot of the people I grew up around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Jamaica, and I grew up around a lot of drug use, marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up seeing my father smoke pot for years, but it just never appealed to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of interesting, because when I initially asked you who around you used drugs, you said no one. You didn't know anybody. But in fact, your mother and your father both abused drugs. So why do
I didn't think of my father that way because I don't think he does that anymore, but I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. So why do you think your artwork didn't take off?
I think it didn't take off because I didn't have confidence in myself at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've gained that confidence. I can see the quality of what I was doing. But at the time, I didn't think I was good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would strongly suggest that you get back into art, because there's a couple of things that have to happen in order for you to really kind of be open to even getting a job. Because right now, you have a lot of resentment against a lot of people in your life. And I'm not even here to judge to say whether or not you should or shouldn't have it. But that's just what it is. It's a lot of resentment going on. Your resentment is blocking you from really projecting what you want to do. You've rebelled against so many different things that the thing that now that you want or you say you want, it's difficult for you to get because of this. This resentment is blocking you. You came on asking me, why didn't you get the job? Like I told you something wrong.
Yes, that's true.
So, you know, it's like you're resisting me right now. You know, you're resenting me right now. This is sort of the pattern that you've become addicted to. And all of this because you won't stand up and say what you need to say to the people in your life, to the women in your life. The thoughts that you've been having in your head about your mother and the thoughts that you've been having in your head about your wife. You can't keep playing passive aggressive because ultimately you're the one that's going to get hurt. You're the one who is hurting.
How do I let go of this resentment or this anger?
Mm-hmm. A big part of how you let go of the resentment and the anger is to take a look at your life and then take a look at yourself in the mirror and then say, I am responsible for this. Not in a blaming way, but that you have a free will just like everybody else. And know that you can create what you want to create, and you have created the life you've created. You let your wife know what is truly on your heart and be honest with that. And not smile in her face and then inside your mind start thinking all of these crazy thoughts because she's not your mother. You've built up a lot of resentment magnets, and that's why you keep getting this, and it's big. This is a big energy you have around you, that you've built this. I definitely want you to incorporate a good practice of getting up in the morning, taking a nice shower, making sure that you do cold rinses, cleansing your aura, cleansing that, really setting some positive intention for the essence of you, for your spirit, and even your thoughts of how you would communicate to yourself and how you're going to communicate with others. And then take some time, some creative time, and begin to write how you are the creator in your world. Let me ask you a question. How comfortable do you feel with being called God?
I'd say not very comfortable.
Why not?
I don't think I've lived up to it.
It doesn't matter if you lived up to it. You're God. Doesn't matter if you lived up to it or not. You're God. That's you. You are the God of your world. You're the God of your world. Nobody else. So that means that all the beauty that's there, all the good, the bad, the ugly, thank God for it. Thank you for it. If you want it to change, you got to work at it. And that change does not go with being the victim. It doesn't go with being passive aggressive, but it goes with really recognizing what's in your heart. If you don't want to be married no more, you don't have to. If you don't want to live in New Jersey no more, you don't have to. You're a big boy now. You ain't got to do what mama say.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love.
Peace.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Well, we have about 11 minutes to go. 11 minutes to go. Oh, wow. Oh, man. Do you see what time it is? 11.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
It's time to go bye-bye, because we finna go bye-bye in a minute.
Right.
Y'all can go night-night and all that other good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, 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 we had some amazing callers here tonight, and I just want to thank them for really kind of showing up and showing up in their lives and taking those steps to begin to move themselves forward. And to get a greater understanding. I think sometimes we don't recognize the value of having people come in and just be completely naked, or me undress them and they become naked, either way, and really just kind of bear what is going on with them so that we all can begin to see different reflections of ourselves and each one of these callers in different situations that are there. But there's power in even going back and download, and listening, like the mother said that called in earlier, that she had heard a show prior and called in and was able to really get a lot of good insight from that particular show. So it's a lot of power when we come together in this sacred space and begin to send these frequencies all over the planet, and really helping each other as we continue to grow up here on Earth and do the things that definitely needs to get done in our lives. And when you move your mind from judging, it is only then, and truly, truly only then, we can really learn. And that's the hardest thing, is to move our mind from judgment. We have so much judgment about ourselves. And as worse as we can think about people in our lives who may have mistreated us, done things to us, whether it be our mothers or fathers or our mates or our children, we are doing so much more damage to ourselves. And if we can stop judging ourselves, it doesn't mean that you do not take an honest look at yourself, because there are some things that we do need to work on. There are some things that we do need to bring into alignment with ourselves. But only when we can stop judging ourselves, then we can stop judging others, and we can really learn. We can learn not just a little bit, but we can learn a whole fucking lot about ourselves, about our lives. That is the greatest question, the greatest gift our ancestors left us, and loved us with, was to know thyself. And sometimes we spend so much time trying to learn those things that are outside of ourselves, not even recognizing that if we can begin to tap in and know ourselves, then that would mean we know everything outside of ourselves. And it's a process. It doesn't happen in one day. And even if we are fantastic channelers, or if we can tap into psychic energy, it does not excuse us from the experience that we all signed up for to come here on the planet Earth. Knowledge, wisdom, and then understanding. There is no shortcuts. Absolutely no shortcuts whatsoever. And knowledge alone does not cause transformation. Wisdom alone does not cause transformation. It is when we begin to do the alchemy and bring all of these elements together that we can get to that place of true understanding, true alchemy within ourselves, where we are not changing the chemicals that exist within us, but we are merely waking ourselves up to the true essence of who we are. We came to the planet with all of our energy centers spinning out of control. In fact, there are big parties being thrown in the spirit world for every baby that is born. There are gods and goddesses that are showing up, angels that are there, ancestors there that are there to greet you. Just like when you leave the world, you will have an entourage that will be there waiting for you. So while you're here, recognize, become comfortable with who you are, a spirit being, that there is no title, there is no name, there is no word, there is nothing that is too great for you to call yourself that you cannot embrace. Because we're playing a part in our lives whether we want to accept that role or not. So merely the vibration that your mother and father gave you is a vibration that you participated in. It was your life plan. All of these things are you. When you see something in your life and it doesn't vibrate to your frequency or it doesn't sit well in your heart, don't spend a lifetime trying to judge your way out of it, trying to blame those who may or may not have participated in your plan. But really see where you can find that place of true happiness, where you can find love, not love that exists outside of yourself, but the love within inside of yourself. Because when you know love for yourself, then you will be able to see it and recognize it in everything that you come in contact with. You won't be lonely, not in that kind of way, anyway. So it's a beautiful thing to take some time, and that's a lot what we do here on The Remix. We take time for ourselves. We take time to really listen, and to understand. This is not about moving to the next level of enlightenment, because we're going to do that regardless. You understand? Everybody gets to evaluate themselves, and everybody gets to graduate. That graduation party may come early or it may come late. That graduation party we know here on Earth is called death. But we truly know nothing truly dies. It evolves itself. We are soul beings. We are spiritual beings. And we're at many different levels on this path and on this journey. That evolution, we all will get. The challenge of what I challenge you with is, how are you truly evolving yourself? Is it through pain? Is it through strife? Is it to the point where you cannot see 1 ounce of happiness? Or are you doing it from that place of love? Are you doing it from that place of joy? And are you doing that from the place of being able to look at you? Close your eyes sometimes. Stop looking out and start to begin to look in. Sit in that moment of stillness. Sit in that moment of quietness. And I really love what happened today, because we had several callers who called in that either their children listen, their friend listen, their mama listen. They're passing the word on, because this is what true spiritual evolution is about. It's not about who can yell the loudest. It's not about who knows the most. It's not about any of that. It really is about the true essence of what we say we are, spiritual beings, growing up on earth and doing the very best that we can and recognizing that everything, absolutely everything, is working in our favor, and knowing that there's many different ways to get to our destination. Yeah. So that's why I love being a part of the remix. I don't know about you guys, but I'm about to go night-night.
Yes, me too.
You about to go night-night, Esther?
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's always beautiful when I host the show. I want to thank you so much, Esther. And I know, Sister Manya, you're listening on the phone, and I know you're out there, as well as all of the Remix family members. I want to invite you guys to download the show. If you like it, you know what to do to like it. If you love it, you know what to do. I want you to go over on Facebook, Twitter, send us an email, love it. Let us know, you know, let us definitely know that you love it. I'll see you guys in Self-Invested tomorrow, because that's going to be a beautiful thing. We're going to be in Self-Invested. And they're asking, can we play a song? Boy, you know how they say, you ain't got to go home, but you got to leave. You got to get up out of here. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all want to hear a song. We trying to get out of here.
I got a song for them, but I don't know if they want to hear it. But I got a song.
Esther got a song for you. Go on and play it, Esther. Go ahead. Much love, warm spirit. Love you guys. See you on Sunday. Y'all want to be in the house. We got some beautiful things going on again in the remix. Don't forget about the love workshop. Send those emails out, you guys. And don't forget about Sunday night. You guys definitely want to be in the house for that. It's going to be some, that's all I'm going to say. Y'all going to want to be here. I don't want to be here on Sunday. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. All right, Esther, go ahead.
All right. Love you, Remix family.
Love you guys.
All right, here we go.
Love, much love, one spirit. Yeah. Night-night.
That's what
it
is. Dark bars all on me on this, man.
Hey, what it do?
Rockstar, my swag on this, man. Hey, what it do? Good thing is out of guns, just kind of. Roll all of my neck on this, man. Yeah, I'm just kind of. Got the club on smash. Yeah. Name another nigga hot, I'm just stunning. Gold bottles on bottles, I'm just stunning. 100,000 on watches, I'm just stunning. Coops all on coops, I'm just stunning. I keep a gang of bad bitches with me too. And we ain't never going back to what we used to do. I was gonna lie to you, but I had to tell the truth. I'm just being honest. My piss coming back dirty, I'm just being honest. Got bitch kisses on bitches, I'm just being honest. I'm a rockstar for life, I'm just being honest. Got a check coming right now, I'm just being honest. We done turned tough and flat, but then we gon' hit honest. Ain't nothing but a dope boy, I'm just being honest. These niggas getting shot for being honest. I fucked her on the spot, I'm just being honest. I'ma stack it till it rot, I'm just being honest. Hit up, drop it, fire it, coupe, dash, 200. Live a rich nigga life, I'm just being honest. Real street nigga, ain't get nothing but some pain from it. Name another nigga hot, I'm just honest. Gold bottles, I'm just honest. 100,000 on watches, I'm just honest. Coops all on coops, I'm just honest. I keep a gang of bad bitches with me too. And we ain't never going back to what we used to do. I was gonna lie to you, but I had to tell the truth. I'm just being honest.
That crack all of my drawers, I'm just honest. My diamonds ain't got flaws, I'm just honest. These hoes on sight, nigga, I'm just honest. We can ball all night, nigga, I'm just honest. You fuck, nigga, y'all don't need no struggle. You don't even know why, nigga, out here hustling. Got flat strings and trucks, but I'm honest. Can't be real with all you niggas, I'm just too honest. To some bitches at the strip club, I'm just honest. To them niggas all out of the hood, I'm just honest. Look, Mexico for life, I'm just honest. I came up shooting dice, I'm just honest. Name another nigga hot, I'm just honest. Gold bottles, I'm just honest. 100,000 on watches, I'm just honest. Coops all on coops, I'm just honest. I keep a gang of bad bitches with me too. And we ain't never going back to what we used to do. I was gonna lie to you, but I had to tell the truth. I'm just being honest.